Therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Mike is reaching out. Hey, Ben Kelly, I randomly thought of you two after a recent trip to Lowe's.
All right. Why wouldn't you have?
I know. Weird, right? Anyway, I was there recently, came across a couple that were arguing over the style of tile they were going to get.
Okay.
So they asked me which one I liked. Without thinking, I pointed to the tile that the guy was picking out.
Okay.
But I could tell his wife was so angry that I felt weird just dropping that opinion bomb on them and leaving. And I didn't want to be responsible for a lifetime of arguments about this tile. So I told him to hang on and took a picture of the two tiles and sent them to my wife so she could weigh in on it.
It's not a bad idea.
He's pulling his wife into it.
Yeah.
She ended up liking the tile the wife picked out. So we were back to square one.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you guys have done? Would you have gotten in the middle to help this out, help out this couple? Anyway, like I said, I left Lowe's, still wondering if I did the right thing. Got in my truck and heard an advertisement for your show, so I thought, why not? Ask you two. Now it's your problem. LOL.
Now it's your problem.
Have a great day.
All right. You know, if, man, honestly, if it's strangers, I live for this sort of thing.
Do you?
Oh,
would you?
Gosh.
Would you openly just do what he did and give your opinion?
So if they asked me, and I could see that it was a heated argument, I would play that up.
What way?
Almost like a...
Are you poking one of the bears?
Almost like a Steve Harvey and a Family Feud sort of thing. It's like, okay, so... And I would probably spend... Because I'm thinking of if it's not people I know... You know, I'm probably, unless they asked me, I'm not going to sit there and just give my opinion. I'm not going to walk by and go, I like that one, and then just keep walking. But if they asked me, they're like, sir, you know, what do you think? You know, she likes this and I like this. I'm like, okay, all right, for one, let's get down to this. What color is the walls?
You have to know the space it's going in, right?
I need to know the motif. I need to see, do you guys have white appliances, stainless steel appliances, beige appliances, black appliances?
What room is this going in?
Where are we putting the tile?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
I'm going to need lots of details, and then they're probably going to get so upset with trying to make the presentation, they're just going to give up.
Maybe.
And then you get off the hook.
I mean...
Maybe. But I'm feeling like here would have been my suggestion. You can buy one tile, I think, from each, and then take it home, put it in the space, and see what you think there.
So take your argument out of public and take it into your own private residence like everybody else does.
Well, then it may look different in the space it's going in. And then that might make the decision clear. That's what I would suggest. Buy one tile of each. Take it home, lay it down on the floor where it's going, and then see what you think. Because, you know, cut whatever is on the walls nearby, that's all going to make a difference in how it goes well together. I think that would make
me a
genius. And then they'd probably ask me to work at Lowe's.
So that was, so you would have engaged with them and said,
I would have
yes.
engaged, but I would not have given them my personal opinion. I would have said, here's what I would suggest for you guys.
Oh.
Buy a tile of each one. Take it home, put it in the space, and see what you think. Because it's going to look different in your home than it does right here.
See, that's a pretty good suggestion.
Right?
I would also...
That keeps you neutral.
Sure. But I think I couldn't help but just dive in and go, all right, this is the one you need to go with.
Oh, you would be giving an opinion. You'd be taking sides.
I think I probably would.
Yeah.
I think I know myself too well.
Not helpful. Not helpful, because then you're giving somebody swag in their step, and you're like, see, strangers think I'm right. And then she's even
Yeah, happy. You know what? We did get a text from our listener, Andrew, who said he should have posted a picture of the two tiles for us to weigh in on.
Yes, and we could all chime in, because all the opinions are needed here. That's great. But I also need pictures of the room it's going in. And everything surrounding it.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes a difference.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we need more to go on.
I would have given my opinion, but after, depending on if I was just running in to get something and running out. If I had a little bit of time, I would have rolled up my sleeves and gone, all right, let's do this.
You would have dug in.
I'm going to, let's do marriage counseling. Let's figure this thing out. And
let's get some snacks. Let's sit down. Let's have a design
session.
Let's
do this.
With a stranger.
So, hey, would love to hear when you were thrown into the middle of a couple's argument. All right?
And how'd you handle it?
Yeah, 502.
Do you take sides?
What was the story? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories, comments, all on the way here on 99.7 DJX and Group Therapy. We're in the middle of some drama that we're just kind of peeking in on the side at. Mike, he's our listener. He got pulled into a little dispute there in the tile aisle at Lowe's. And it was a couple that was like, hey, which one should we get? Obviously, they were very passionate about their choice. And so he didn't really know what to do.
So he just gave his opinion and sided with the husband.
Yeah,
didn't go over well. So he's just wondering, would you guys have done the same thing?
Yeah, or what would you have done in that situation?
Right.
Stacy had a good suggestion. There was a TikTok where they matched the floor to the wife's hair, so they couldn't tell when she sheds. He could have suggested that. Oh, all right, here, let's take a little bit of your hair.
Wow.
And match it to the tile. So when hair falls out, then we can't tell.
That's kind of genius, but a little weird.
Another was, Cher said, well, they asked your opinion, so why not? I would have done the same thing. They will get whatever they want. And Rebecca's like, hey, I agree. If you don't want the truth, don't ask. Plus, didn't sound like he knew which one he knew, which tile they wanted. And Liz.
I would have definitely just walked, like, if they pulled me into it, just because that's kind of awkward. I'd have been like, oh my gosh, it is your lucky day I'm a designer. To the rich and famous of Louisville. Like, I would have even thrown out the Barnes Stable Brown sisters. I'm like, I know them. Let me help you.
Put on a little accent. Oh, wee wee.
Absolutely. Opportunities are endless. Right. Like, don't give me not my information, though. I don't want anybody to know I'm very sought after.
And then they would, you know what? That is perfect because they would have left thinking, oh my gosh, we got an expert's opinion. This is what we should do.
Absolutely. She'd have called her mom. You know it. It happened.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Liz, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I like that as a suggestion.
Sure. Anne Marie said, when in doubt or for the tiebreaker, pick the cheapest. LOL.
Yeah.
There could be a big price difference.
I was going to say, I do that a lot, but.
Yeah, Joyce said, I would have given them my opinion and walked away. Definitely not worth stressing over. That's between them. If they want to argue about it, life's too short.
Drop the opinion bomb and go, all right, there you go.
All right, bye.
Deuces. Enjoy.
And then Jesse says, they could have flipped a coin. I'm glad my husband doesn't care about the aesthetics of the house. I choose everything myself. Now, honey, if you could stop having opinions, that would be great.
We did get a message from a listener who said, I do interior design and styling. Most of the time, it's the wife who's involved. However, occasionally, I'll work with a design-minded husband, and the wife wants nothing to do with it. One time, on install day of a kitchen cabinets, the man picked out. The wife comes home from work see a kitchen full of cabinets she hated so much that she cried.
Oh, no.
Our listener says, I was there at the time. They kind of got into it, and he told her that she couldn't complain since she wanted nothing to do with the selection process.
I mean, he's kind of right. I mean, he's very right. If she didn't realize she was going to have an opinion, oh, no.
Yeah, and our listener,
you're telling me that he didn't share his choice with her before install day?
I know, that's a little dense on him. But our listener said, so I decided to just let him know, I'd talk with them later, and I'll leave.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's the point where you just exit. And they said, let them work it out.
The result was those new cabinets ended up being changed.
Oh, that couldn't have been a pricey, that couldn't have been a cheap change because, I mean, a lot of times they're custom. Oh, if they're getting you can't just return them to the store and get your money back for a full refund.
That is so awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, hey,
this has been Home Improvement Corner. I think some valuable life lessons have been learned here. Like, hey, let's not make big decisions without your spouse, but also know that may cause some drama.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I don't think you did anything wrong. You're on your thing, and
maybe next time deflect with, hey, why don't you buy one of each, take it home, and see what you think in the space, because it's going to look differently there. Okay, good luck, boys. Good luck, girls. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
That's what I'd say.
Or you just roll up your sleeve and you say, let's get into it. let's go. All right, thanks, Mike.